Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's evening prayer, Psalm 73, verse 21. It reads, "When my mind became embittered, I was sorely wounded in my heart." What we put into our minds affects our hearts. We lie to ourselves by thinking that we can watch violent television programs or watch porn and it won't harden our hearts. We're wrong. The Bible repeatedly makes the connection between heart and mind. What we process in our minds, what we allow our eyes to see and our ears to hear, all impacts our hearts, which in turn affects our actions, either for the better or for the worse. I invite you to reflect with me today on St. Augustine's morning reflection, which offers us a tool to begin our days with our minds focused on our relationships with God. Close your eyes and reflect on this. In God's presence, think through the day ahead, the work you will do, the people you will encounter, the dangers or uncertainties you will face, the possibilities for joy and acts of kindness, any particular resolutions you need to renew. Consider what might draw you from the love of God and neighbor, the opportunities you will have to know and serve God and to grow in virtue. Remember those closest to you and all for whom you have agreed to pray. Ask God's blessings, guidance, and strength in all that lies before you. This is a wonderful tool to use to begin our day. Our closing prayer may be found on page 832 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 58, for guidance. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light riseth up in darkness for the godly, grant us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask what thou wouldst have us to do, that the spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and in thy light we may see light, and in thy straight path may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new daily devotion, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them back again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith, to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.